Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome to another live show here at Backchat. Or if you're listening along, welcome also. If you're listening to this after the fact, join us on YouTube. We are live right now, powered by Paywise. Boy, oh boy, wowee.
Paywise?
Look, we've had a couple of comments across socials, across emails. You know, we've been inundated, fellas. Welcome, Dan and Hamish.
Hello.
Hey, it's great to be here.
And we're going to get to your big news in one second, Hamish. I know you're absolutely wriggling in your seat over
there. I'm harbouring a semi.
We're going to get to that one second. But Paywise, boys are saying, you flick... Fleet Network.
Oh, yeah. See you, Frank.
Frank and the boys
see
are gone.
See Frankie. Nova Tedding Lisa's out
just
the door.
Just wanted to calm everyone down. Mm-hmm. Frank, Garrick, all the boys, Pickers, they're all still there.
Blake.
It's all a part. It's
Who's
all
Blake?
A part of the
Blake
grand
there?
Plan.
Blake Serta.
Paywise, Blake's Fleet there. Network. They're doing great things. Just trust us on this one. We're not going to go into the detail.
Trust them
do
on
we
that.
Do we understand the detail? Yes, we do. Do we want to divulge this second? No,
does
we
Does Hammer
don't.
Understand the details? No, he doesn't. Powered, does he trust Paywise? Yes, he does.
Yeah, correct. Powered by Paywise, doing even more than just novated leasing. We're going to get into that as we get through the podcast. But don't worry, Frank, Garrick, and Pickers and the boys, they're all still here. Now, right, powered by Paywise. Welcome to Backchat. Backchatstudios.com.au, Backchat double underscore on socials. You know what to do. I am joined by greatness, right? We've got a couple of great backmen coming on the show today. Jordan Clark, Sam Collins joining us.
Wow.
Like we're talking-
That's top tier quality
Yeah, we're talking
stuff,
top tier stuff. I'm joined by Australian representative, fistball champion, Dan Const. Welcome.
Go Wombats. Yeah, go to Wombats.
I'm happy to say I'm in rank number 3 out of 3 today on the show. Yes, I won an AFL premiership. Yes, I played almost 200 games at AFL. Great game. I represented the state in fistball, not the nation. But we can happily announce right now on the show, we are joined by world fucking record holder, Hamish Brayshaw.
Woo! Woo!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
What
howdy.
A journey. What a journey this
you've,
has been.
Holy shit.
You've genuinely 5 minutes ago broken a world record. How do you feel?
I have.
You're the best of the world.
I am still sweating. I don't know. There it is. Yep. A little bit of sweat under there. My heart rate's through the roof. I'll tell you what it is. In three. Yep. It's about 88. It normally sits around 50. So I'm still.
50?
But that's coming down.
Are you alive?
Yeah. That's coming down. I am.
Some genuine carry on from the front room. Just
what a journey. So, can we paint the picture?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hammer brakes.
Last week, thought to myself, let's break a world record. What won this week? And it was the fastest time to type the alphabet with your nose. It was held by an Indian chap called Vinod.
Shout out Vinod.
Saw the Instagram video and thought, I can beat that. Anyway, the record was 27.8. I just said, I'll give it this a go. Unofficially did it in like 19 seconds. And I was like, holy shit. I've just smashed it. I've just done it.
See ya.
Vinod, what
are you doing? Vinod, what are you doing, mate? Yeah, did it again. 17. I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. I've killed it. Anyway, I've then rewatched the video. Vinod goes spacebar between letters.
As you do.
Where
are you typing with the nose?
I didn't. I just went A, B, C, D, so I smashed it. Anyway, I thought, righto, I'll come back the next day. This was Thursday morning. Came back Friday night, did my actual record attempt. 27.8 was the time to beat. Did a bit of practice during the day on my lunch break at work. A little bit. Had a few trial runs.
Were you working or were you just typing with your nose?
I was replying to every email with my nose, just getting after it. Anyway, came in here Friday. Had 3 attempts at it. I gave myself 3. On the 3rd attempt, 27.692. Woo. Lids were off. We had the Diet Coke, spraying the Diet Coke out the front. I FaceTimed mum. I was over the moon. My heart, everyone was screaming, heart rate through the roof. It was just like, I had goosebumps. It was fucked. I was going home Googling, how do I enter my world record? I was telling all my mates. I was a world record holder. Anyway, Jaden had sent the link through on to register your world record.
Yes.
I've created a Guinness World Records account. I've created my Guinness World Records account. This was this morning, and I clicked on the link, and it said, type in the record you're trying to claim, fastest time to type alphabet with nose. Bang, there it pops up. Bang. Currently held by Vinod as of the 21st of May, 2023.
So same guy.
Got the name right. He'd broken his own record.
Oh, no.
Ooh. It was 26.9.
Oh, boy.
I was devastated.
You came in today in the door. This is 15 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry.
I asked you, mate, you're all right?
I was so flat.
Flat as a tack.
Eyes were red. I was shattered.
Yes.
Anyway, I got in here and I was like, fuck, I know I can beat it too. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go give it one go. And I was about to just run in there and do a trial run myself.
Pre-show.
Indy just comes and says, oh, I may as well film you. 23.9. Yeah. I'm fucking shitting it.
So good.
Fuck you, Vinod.
No, Vinod's a very lovely man, I'm sure.
And ladies and gentlemen, live on the podcast, we have Vinod joining us. Vinod. No.
So I've got the video. I've got the
You've beaten it by 3 seconds.
I've shitted in. I have just gone, hey, Vinod, thank you, mother for the rabbits. And I've gone bang. So I'm going to submit that one to the Guinness World Record. I want a plaque. I want an official. So the Instagram video of the video, they've put the video up of Vinod.
Do you have to meet any like credentials here? Like you just submit a video and say,
the thing that I did it on on the internet is like it just starts and stops the timer and it rules you out if you fuck it up. So like it's right there. I didn't fuck it up. I shit it in. And I'm going to go and send that one.
Our world record holder, ladies and gentlemen. Really good.
We do actually have a bit of footage from the from last week when you did think you got it ready. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey! How are you? Well, that's the reason for the call. I'm breaking a world record!
Thanks, mum. Little did mum know I actually hadn't broken it.
This is last week.
I actually hadn't broken it.
Hadn't even broken the record.
On the street, spraying.
There was a bloke that walked past, and I was like, he wouldn't have any idea. And Dan turns to me, just broke a world record. Oh, good on you, mate.
Yes. Well,
anyway, I didn't break it last week. I broke it today.
Well done,
and I'm a world record holder.
Now, you'll be off to win a premiership in the Waffle very soon. We know that you leave us early here on Mondays, but that's okay. A couple of things to get through. Like I said, Jordan Clark, Sam Collins joining us on the show in a little bit. We're going to get through some big moments of the round, though, that we like here at Backchat. And the first of those, ladies and gentlemen, and hello to all of those joining us on YouTube. You've got to join in the comments.
Lots of people joining in. Freddie, Shaycloth, Mick747. A lot of people getting to comments, and we'll get to those soon.
Yep. Everyone obviously congratulating me on
the
record.
Yeah, a lot of love for Hammer right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, guys. Yep. It really means a lot.
GWS play Collingwood. Best game of the round, I thought.
Yep,
big time. You know, Premiers, VJ at GWS. Our boys.
Yeah.
Right?
All aboard the Giants.
The scene was set well before the first siren. GWS decided to set up a petting zoo out the front of the stadium. We've got a little image of this somewhere, fellas.
Mason Cox petting zoo.
And I reckon it's young Mason Cox too, and I reckon they know that. They've pulled off like a 19-year-old Mason when he's trialing out to become a footballer. You can see a goat in the background, a pig in the background. We thought it'd be a good idea here at Backchat to try and get mooing going, not booing, mooing when he got a touch. Not a lot of noise in the first half. Mason started the first half on donuts across the board.
Did not touch. He didn't introduce himself to the Sharon.
The first touch that he got was before the game. It was the closest he got to the ball before halftime. Have we got some vision of this? Because there's been a fair bit of carry on across social media. AFL are asking for please explains. Mason saying he's not going to talk about this unless it's on the podcast. AFL said, fuck you, you're going to talk about it. Have a look at this pre-game.
Just thought he'd wander into the middle of the ground where the Giants...
Pushes out Mumford. Just takes the footy. Just have a bit of a look and got into Mumford. That's their footy.
Look, Canelio's face has a great stank face on there.
What do you reckon? I've got... What's happened there? Is Mason just being a cockhead?
Yeah, Mason's being...
Is he? I don't think he is. But I'd love to see Mason just, I think he was meant to be in there. It looked like GWS walked in early.
Well, they look pretty set up. Like, Mummy's in there. He's holding a bag.
But what happens in the middle is each team gets some chance in the middle. Yeah. Is this happening in the Waffle? This happens all the time, right? Like, one team goes in and then you go out, the other team goes in.
Work with the umpire?
I don't spend a lot of time
with
the
umpire. Yeah, you do a bit of work with the umpire. Yep.
So they bounce the ball. He had a bit of practice in too.
Yeah, well, they throw the balls up now.
How do they? How do you? What's the flip over?
Well, it's just whoever gets there first, and then you know.
Well, there's
you,
no rule like a away nah, team.
No
first.
Rule. It's just whoever's in there first gets to go.
And then, do you just a bit of a wink, a bit of a nod.
Yeah, or? Just you do your time, and then you move out to the.
What happened if the last ball goes up in the air and there's a ruck? Should he have left it? Should he have gone in there and touched it?
I don't know.
I don't think he needed to shove Mummy in the back.
I don't think he needed to shove Mummy in the back, but I like it.
Cox has put out a statement just recently. Mm. I apologise for the incident in our pre-game where I made contact with a GWS official. Not mentioning Mummy by name is that's a bit that's whack, true. I reckon. The GWS official, that's a fair sideswipe to the sausage. In the moment, I was solely focused on getting one more bounce in. In hindsight, I should have stopped my run-up rather than completing the drill. It hasn't fared well for him.
No.
He's talked the talk, but as he walked the walk.
He sounds like he's learnt a lesson, though.
Yeah.
You know what I thought actually blew it up? Brent Daniels on the Footy Show yesterday. Did you see this?
No.
So Brent Daniels got interviewed by Tony Jones and co over on the Footy Show, and they asked him, what did you boys think in the moment?
Yeah.
Let's have a little listen.
Limelight, but what he did before the game I thought was really bizarre. Bit of carrying, I thought. You know, I'd like to think that we're really humble and hungry as a team, and to see that, it wasn't a good look, I didn't think. And, you know, if you're going to do that, you'd want to back it up on the field. You know, he likes it.
Yeah, we like that.
Love God, that. Yeah, we love that.
That's great good. Media training.
Yeah, back it up on the field. Yep, you didn't touch the ball for the first half.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's very
we
good.
Like Brett love Daniels it. Too. He kicked 3 goals on the weekend.
Yeah, he's good.
Are they our official team? Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Who do you go for now, Hammer? Dan, we know you go for West Coast.
Yeah, I go for West Coast.
Who do you go for now? Because let's be honest, there was some West Coast bias last year.
Yep.
There was some Melbourne bias last year. Are you a Fremantle fan now? Angus doesn't play for
No,
Melbourne.
I think I'm an Andrew fan still, but I'm a Giants man.
You're a Giants man?
I'm all aboard the Giants.
Okay. There's
a big, big sound. Yeah, I'm a Giants man. I'm also just a good defender man, I think.
Mm. They have some of the best.
Man. Well, I'll tell you what. If we talk about segues, some of the best right there in the business, Hamish Brayshaw. We're starting in this thing this year, trying to break down a few plays, trying to add a little bit of intellect to what we do here at Backchat, which is few and far between, yep. I know. Broke this play down this morning, Hammer. I want you to have a listen and a watch and see if I did a good job at it. Scully's defensive breakdown or the Backchat breakdown.
Yep.
Are you happy with this?
Mackay's deep. He sends it in low.
No, let's watch the exact moment. Carlton beat Brisbane on the weekend, and it's not exactly what you'd think. This is why backs win premierships. Joe Danaher into a one-on-one. Adam Saad v. Charlie Cameron. Not where you want to be in the back 50. He takes front position here. Off balance. Best small forward in the game behind him. Holds his position. Holds his strength. Gets the free kick and a 50. Thanks for coming. Young Bailey, and Charlie doesn't know what's happened. What's happened is a backman has shown ultimate strength, front position against the most dangerous small forward in the competition. Look at this. Absolutely unbelievable. First back to it as well. And if you watch down in the bottom right-hand side of the screen, and now, what's the lack of defence by Brisbane? This is what started the rot for them, and they end up losing the game because of it. Mark hit up, top of the 50. You go to your best player in your team, Charlie Curnow. No one has touched a Carlton player. Not one time. Snap, goal. You want to put some body on him, fellas, because that happens. They win the game by a point, all thanks to a backman. Thank you.
Wow. I like that. That's going from fastest time to type an alphabet with your nose to genuine analytical breakdown of a game. That's the polar opposites we bring here.
You like that?
That was brilliant. Yeah, that was really good. That was so good from Saad too.
It was the first. So that was one of the first entries of the third quarter.
Yep.
They'd been down by 46. They went in. They'd kicked the last couple of the second quarter. But Cameron kicks that goal. They're up by 40 again. Game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
And to give the most dangerous small forward in the comp goal side of you in 10 metres, 15 metres out from the goal square, geez, it's a ballsy play.
What? Before you leave, round zero, give me your thoughts. Fan? No? Yes? Do you like it?
I liked it.
So right.
I mean, I thought it was going to be an AFLX gimmick, but if they can put – look, it's going to have to be blockbuster games. Like the GWS Collingwood game and the Carlton Brisbane game got it over the line.
Good point.
So you need
– Richmond Goldie didn't
– Richmond Gold Coast. Matt Rowell had 20 clearances. It was pretty cool. But
Sydney-Melbourne was pretty good.
Sydney-Melbourne was a good game, but it ended up blowing out. So that could have been something, but they need to pick and choose their matchups. And, I was very, very happy with the weekend.
Adelaide fans or Port Adelaide people not happy there wasn't a game there. and they said they could have done it on a Sunday, public holiday today in Adelaide. Hopefully, let us know if anyone's joining in from Adelaide, YouTube on YouTube Live. If you had to put a game in Adelaide Sunday, because that was my criticism. I was that up and about, Thursday game, in a Friday game, in a Saturday. Like, yes, footy back Sunday. Where the fuck's footy gone?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make sense. Even without the public holiday, like, why wouldn't you put a game on a Sunday? It doesn't.
It's a great point. I think some teams are backing up like a 5-day turnaround. The other negative to it is there's going to be a skewed ladder all the way through to around 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Because teams won't have played the same amount of games.
Yeah.
So, for instance, Carlton will have played 2 games before West Coast have played a game. So they could be 2-0.
Let's see, again, it's not fair. Get more money. They get more games.
That's holding the Coasters back, I think.
Exactly. Well, they'll get the ladder. Momentum.
Yeah, the ladder certainly is holding you back.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, holding you right back, right at the bottom.
They've knocked that 18th rung out, so they're just clinging on to nothing.
Shaycloth said it was an anti-climax on YouTube, on the chat there, the round zero. That was what their input was.
Oh, the round zero was anti-climax? I thought...
Yeah, and Andrew Duke says round zero gives us 4 weeks of footy in March. What the?
Yeah.
I think, like, the AFL effectively get an extra round. Broadcasters get an extra round without having to have an extra round for players. Like, they don't have to play extra games. Mm. There's no extra games because they took the 4 off, but you get a whole extra round of footy. Get to own that space. It's nothing about the NRL. I don't think it's anything about the NRL.
I think it was just the perfect time to launch it.
Now, before you leave, are you, how are you going to, like, carry yourself as a world record holder over the next little bit? Because you actually are now.
Yeah, smugly.
Good.
Smugly, very smugly.
What's the lad's name you've beaten?
Vinod Chaudhry.
Vinod Records anymore.
Yeah. Right. Fuck you, Vinod. I'll be arrogant about it at times.
Be insufferable.
I'll look down on keyboards. Like, look at you guys with your fingers. Idiots.
Start casually typing with your nose.
Yeah, I'll just strictly nose type.
See if people...
It's not as efficient, but it's just my thing now, I think. I'm going to be that nose
guy. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you all Friday.
Sounds good. We'll handle Sammy Collins and Jordan Clark for him. Any questions you want to put to him?
Sammy Collins, nicknamed the Momentum. Okay. The Monument. The Monument. So that'll be pretty cool. Good, I don't know where that's come from.
Built like a brick shit house. Thank you very much, Hamish.
Bye.
That's Hamish Brayshaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Go win a
World record over. Holder, everybody. World record holder. As you see and breathe. Or as he breathes
He's
and sees.
Strutting out of here as well.
Absolutely beautiful stuff. That was rogue how he did that.
I know. He was screaming from the other room, ran in there. It was great. Really I know. Enjoyed it.
Righto, Dan. Now, we went through this over the weekend. Tab Touch joining us on board Backchat this season. Welcome, Tab Touch, to the family. A little bit of a
mic change over.
There we go. So, Tab Touch joining us for... over a couple of things, they're sponsoring and partnering us with Back the Backman. So a little bet that we're building each week, right? Yep. And we're talking Backman things. We're not talking...
Luke Shuey gets 30 touches. He doesn't play anymore.
We're not talking fantasy points.
Nah.
We're not talking... We're not even talking marks. We're not talking touches at all, probably.
No, none of that.
If you've got a unique bet that lands in the Backman realm... Yeah. That you think we can get behind with Tab Touch, we'd like to hear from you. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.au. We can hit us on socials, backchat_, because we want to build unique markets that back the Backman.
Yes, right? That's right.
So this week, look, we went set and forget, tried and tested, spoils.
Loved it.
I don't know where else we can go with this.
It was a good start, little dip the toe in.
We backed the Kings.
Yes.
Right? We thought, start off with a win. Get behind the guys that we know can deliver.
Yep.
Right. And one of these men is coming up on the show. We're not going to talk about the bet with him when he comes up, but we went with these three players to go over 25 spoils, right? So three of the best spoilers in the game.
Total.
To go 25 plus spoils total.
Yeah.
Spat about $4 odds out.
Well, Tab boosted it.
So if you want to get involved in this, download the Tab Touch app, right? So we had Sam Collins, Darcy Moore.
Yep.
And who else would we put in it?
Jack Buckley.
Bloody else? Right? Who bloody else?
Tab
Touch Back the Backman. This is how it went. Sam Collins, 13 spoils. Gold Coast v. Collingwood.
That's half the total.
Gold Coast v. Richmond.
Half the total needed.
13. Even more than half.
Yeah. More than half.
Thanks for coming, Sam Collins.
Yep.
13.
Darcy
Moore. Great. Captain. Premiership captain.
12 left.
His side, their entire leadership group are Backman. Yeah. Collingwood know what's up.
Yep.
Seven spoils.
Quano, shout out Quano.
Seven spoils.
Seven spoils. Spoils. There we go.
Seven spoils.
How many we've got left?
Five.
Five.
Jack Buckley.
And we've got eight
five
reliable.
Spoils for breakfast.
Yeah.
He literally eats them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to highlight one of them a little later in the show.
Yes.
He played incredibly well. I believe he was good. On Mason Cox.
Yeah.
He stopped the moves around the stadium. Yeah. Mason had zero touches. Never touched it. He had three spoils.
It's okay.
It's actually fine.
It's all right.
It is actually fine. It's a good start. If I was going to be let down by somebody, yes. If I was going to pick someone in the AFL, I don't feel let down.
I wouldn't
pick Jack Buckley, yep. And I wouldn't expect it from yep. him, but it would be him.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, our bet didn't get up.
That's
how we roll sometimes.
That's how we roll. You win some, you lose some.
That is correct. You win some, you lose more.
Correct. That's right.
For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. So 23 total for that bet. Shame. Disappointing.
We'll come back better than ever next week.
Bat Chat Backman of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Tab Touch.
There's been some just incredible progression with this over the last 12 hours.
What do you mean?
Well, who have you been emailing today?
I don't know. I can't. Oh, right. Yes. Right.
I don't know if we can say all the details.
A little teaser.
What can we say? It's so good.
So.
It's incredible.
The Golden Fist.
Yeah.
We have the equivalent.
Yeah.
I think.
But better.
Yeah. But way better.
Yeah, way better.
Better you bet. No, yep. That's not. Is that that? No, you've got the touch. You got the touch. It's
sorry,
no touch.
Sorry, tap touch.
You got the touch. Something better than the Golden Fist is coming. That's what I'll say.
Huge. Great.
So, first round, round zero, we're going to award the votes, Dan. Would you like 1 through 3 or 3 through 1?
I think we should start the way I always like to do
it. No, we're not doing 3 through 1. You always butcher it. Okay,
we start with one vote.
From the Melbourne Demons. He's a cross teamer. Mm-hmm. He's a cross teamer.
We love those.
But he's found his home.
Yep.
At the Melbourne Demons, Adam Tomlinson.
Tomlinson, yeah.
Right? One vote.
Great.
Outstanding.
I don't know if he was was he on the board last year?
I reckon he might have got some votes last year, Adam Tomlinson.
Okay.
I thought he was very good, played Sydney. Yeah. Look, they don't win.
Strong.
But under fire.
Looks like a backman.
Under fire, great game.
Yeah.
Did a lot of things that we like.
Yeah.
One vote.
Now,
this is where it gets interesting. So Adam isn't our Melbourne player either. No. Who is our Melbourne player? Ah, I'll tell you who is our Melbourne player. It's a bit of a rogue one, right? We took some white time to decide this. Judd McPhee is our
man. That's right. Well, Tomlinson's done things, so if McPhee does anything odd, out of the ordinary.
You start putting yourself forward.
Absolutely.
Because these can be interchangeable.
Absolutely.
Which we'll be addressing shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Two votes.
Yep.
One of our Backchat sponsored players.
Let's go.
Brisbane Lions captain.
Oh, of course.
Is he the captain? Is he co-captain?
No, I think he's the captain.
Hey, Nicholas, you're listening over there? Harris Andrews, is he the captain of Brisbane?
He nearly is. He was definitely at the captain's day.
He was too.
Yeah.
I swear he's co-captain. Who's saying vice captain? I think he's co-captain.
You know what? I got the internet right in front of me.
If only like someone in Brisbane this room had Lions the internet. Captain. It's almost like I'm asking for someone to look it up.
This says off the top says Dane Zorko, which is definitely not right.
Brisbane Lions co-captain, Harris Andrews.
Yeah, Harris and Lachie Neal.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you
for
confirming.
Sorry, so Mason Cox news has just dropped. It's blowing my mind. Things are happening. I'm trying
to bring it to us.
Yeah, you want it now? Should we finish?
Breaking news.
Let's go.
It's huge. So I think Mason Cox could be innocent, which is...
What?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so they've extended the footage on 360.
So he was in there for the last bounce.
He was working one-on-one with the umpire.
This is what I said just before.
Yeah, but the footage, now it's all come out. He's a free man.
He's a free man. He's gone to jail before. Okay,
unchuckled.
CJT on YouTube, keep your comments coming in, says thoughts on the new vision from the Mason Cox incident. So there we go. New vision.
Okay.
If we can somehow get that.
Well, so he had his last bounce to go, as you were saying, Scully, and the GWS guys just come in.
Yeah, this is what I mean. How do we call it? How do we call the switchover?
Yeah, so maybe he was the victim.
GWS was the one causing.
So you think GWS are the hooligans?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Mumford
would do that too, wouldn't he? He seems like that sort of guy.
I still want to move him though.
Move for Mason Cox, seriously. all this boils down to him playing poorly. If he had have like kicked five, and
thanks to who? Thanks to who?
What do you mean,
Jack Buckley?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. But they weren't even kicking it to him, obviously, because he didn't get any spoils. Two votes, Harris Andrews, the co-captain of the Brisbane Lions.
Yep.
Backchat Backman of the Year. One vote, Adam Tomlinson. Two votes, Harris Andrews. three votes, as mentioned off the top of this show, and he'll be joining us very shortly.
Ooh.
Sam Bloody Collins.
Oh, we love
really
Sam Collins.
Really bloody good. Three votes, take him to the top of the leaderboard. Sam Collins.
After one round.
Sponsored player, our Gold Coast guy.
I've just thought of something. Oh, this makes me so angry, and makes me hate round zero, whatever you're calling it, and even more. Our back chat backbend of the year is going to be skewed for seven rounds as well. Well, that's just annoying. Eagles last in the ladder, probably. And now this.
Do you think a West Coast player is going to... Like, Tom Barras was very good last year.
Yeah, he'll get votes.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Tab Touch, the Backchat Backman of the Year. Sam Collins leading the way. Three votes. Harris Andrews on two votes. Adam Tomlinson on one. He is coming under consideration for the Backchat Sponsored Player. Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there.
Thank you.
Judd McVee, very good.
Yeah, very good.
Adam more dour. Yep. I like it. Let's go to the man. Three votes.
Yeah.
On debut in 2024. Not on debut in his life. Sam Collins, ladies and gentlemen. We spoke to him later earlier on this afternoon.
Right, so two guests for the price of the one today on Backchat. And got to be honest, hey, Jordan Clark, big deal.
Yeah, he was
big,
awesome.
Big deal. Yep. And he was great.
Yep, good guy.
This man right here, top three finish in the Backchat Backman of the Year last year. Currently leading the Backchat Backman of the Year this year.
Mm.
Join on the phone, online, in person, Sam the Man Collins. Hello, mate. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys going?
Yeah, great. Now, we see you're on some sort of, some sort of property there.
Ranch.
In the Gold Coast hinterland. looks beautiful stuff. You at home? We're joining us from home at the moment.
Yeah, joining you from home at the moment. So, yeah, very lucky out in the hinterland here.
Now, I'm going to start for a question from a man with an apology, Hamish Brayshaw. Couldn't make it in because of work commitments today, but he sent in a question, and I've got to start with this because I've called you Sam the Man, but I assume that's not your nickname. Hamish has come in with this. He just said, can you please ask Sammy? I guess it's pretty self-explanatory, but on your Wikipedia page under nickname is listed The Monument. Self-proclaimed? Is he self-proclaimed? If not, where'd he pick it up? Because, my God, it suits him well.
Yeah, no, definitely not self-proclaimed. I think that one came about maybe my last year at Freo, just from some mates up at Lake Gillen where we were water skiing. So there's no real story to it, and I probably haven't been called that in maybe 4 or 5 years.
Well, we'll be looking to bring it right back here on the Backchat podcast.
Monument.
Now, Sam, we love speaking to defenders like you. I would call Sam a real defender.
Yep.
There's some defenders running around at the moment, Nick Dacos being one of those who he plays in the back line. Yep. He may not be a true back. Well,
love
this man
to
is. Sammy, I want to talk some backcraft with you. I want to start with this. Does it feel like to you, given you're out there now, are the one-on-one contests going out of the game a little bit, like you versus Aaron Norton all day or Charlie Curnow all day? You do it a bit, but you see that sort of drifting out of the game a bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of the modern-day defence doesn't really have that. They're very systems-based and play people in their right layer or their preferred position. So, like, I play deeper than Charlie Ballard plays, for instance. So just whoever kind of lines up in the squad. Opponent is.
Yeah, good. I probably should have started with this one, though. The Backchat Backman of the Year. I'm assuming you've heard about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Very good. thank you. Well trained. Now, Backchat Backman of the Year, Jack Buckley won it last year. Now, although he plays for another team, you've got to respect about how Jack Buckley goes about his business.
Yeah, absolutely. Great defender.
Right. So Jack took it out last year, but we are very happy to announce and tell you this week, round zero, you received the three votes for the Backman of the Year. Really good. Sammy Collins, really good. Mate, great game on the weekend. How good was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I don't think I could play it any better. I'm stoked to take out the three votes. If maybe half... Each week I'd be going all right, so round zero is here to stay, I reckon.
It was a good win, mate.
It's always interesting when a player goes against the players their old team, but with Dimmer coaching against his old team, was there anything about that throughout the week? Did you guys talk about it at all, or did it mean anything extra?
No, not all too much. We didn't really acknowledge it too much at all. Definitely, obviously, wanted to have a good showing against Dimmer's old side, Richmond. But, it definitely wasn't the focus of the week. And, yeah, we were just stoked to be able to, get a good result against the Tigers and really grow in the areas that we needed to.
Sam, off the back of your three votes in the Backchat Backman of the Year, how much time are you spending on certain craft that has a lot to do with those votes, one-on-ones, contested work, body position, just flat-out spoiling? How much time a week are we spending here?
Yeah, we're spending a fair bit. I don't do all too much until Thursday. So most of Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday is kind of spent doing the one-on-one craft. We've got Alex Rance, who I reckon would have polled pretty well in your award.
Wow.
Have been around playing. So got some good learnings to learn off him. And, yeah, he's been great for me.
Three-time golden fister, Alex Rance. But he's not coaching your back line. Who is?
Josh Drummond.
Nice. Brisbane fame, Josh Drummond. He's a good player.
Yeah, 90-odd games for the Lions. He's a great player.
Yeah, very good. Talk to us about this statement. I just want to put it to you. Forward sell memberships, mid-sign sponsorships, backs win premierships.
Yeah, pretty accurate, I reckon.
Bang on.
Correct.
They do say the premierships are in back one. They start with defence always when building a team, so let's roll with that.
Who's rolling around in your back line? You mentioned Charlie Ballard. He's a very good player. Can you give us some characters down there and, you know, who's disagreeing with the umpires? Who's the grumpy one? Who's the happy-go-lucky one? Can you give some characters of your back line?
Yeah, happy-go-lucky, definitely Alex Sexton, who's joined this season.
Sexy time.
Very happy-go-lucky. Yeah, Will Powers, he's a new father and he's he's coming in with a bit of wisdom recently, which is pretty exciting.
Nice.
Charlie Ballard. Bruzy.
Who's grumpy?
Yeah, and we got a few of the young boys. Who's grumpy? Yeah, well, that's me. So I'll pull myself.
Your progression of AFL player shots from over the years is so good because you got handlebar mustache, just baby face. Now you've got the big beard. It's an awesome journey. What was the choice between for the big beard?
The beard was, I got married last October and my partner wasn't stoked for us to have a chop and mow. So I kind of just grew it out a bit and then we've just run with it. So that's kind of all. But yeah, I do like the evolution. It's actually, I've got my magnets on the fridge, so it's always nice to look back on.
Looks good.
It's amazing how often the partner comes into play. Same thing happened with me. All behind all great men is a better woman.
Yes.
Sammy, now we've enjoyed your time here, mate. Technology has let us down severely, but that's okay. Good luck on the weekend. Big game coming up against Adelaide.
Yeah, massive game against Adelaide. They're going to be up and firing there round one. So, yeah, looking forward to that and looking forward to playing on their forwards. They've got a very potent mix down there. So it's always good to challenge yourself against the best.
You are a very big friend of the family here at Backchat. Our Backchat sponsored player from the Gold Coast Suns, leading the Backchat Backman of the Year Award. We hope you play finals. We hope you win the flag.
Yep.
But most importantly, we hope you win the Backchat Backman of the Year. Sam Collins, thank you very much.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Roundabout Season 2, presented by Nissan, is live now, and we're back to share more stories from the road and the memories made along the way. We're talking rest stops. If we're stopping to get gas, you will be timed. Misguided plans.
I grew up in the city, so I have a healthy fear of real extreme darkness.
A lot of laughs.
Y'all weird, but you were different.
And so much more. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for having me, guys. Cheers.
Good man. There we bloody go, Sam Collins. Couple of technical.
We love technology.
I can't decide whether I just hate the app that we've been using for guest interviews or technology, and we figured out it's technology today.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you win some, you lose more.
Sam moved. Stop using that, you idiot. Sam moved his computer at the start. It was trying to get him in a different position. He lives on a beautiful property in the Gold Coast hinterland. Yep. I don't think they've got internet coverage there.
I don't. I said ADSL 2, which I think they stopped rolling out a while ago.
Yeah, correct. So there we go. Sam Collins, the leader of the Backchat back in the year, brought to you by Tab Touch this season. Thank you very much, Tab Touch. Now,
the Brick Wall Collins, as Adro Duke says on YouTube.
Brick Wall Collins.
Yeah. He reminds me of a brick wall.
I like the monument.
And yeah, monument's good.
So when across clubs, when nicknames don't cross over, they don't follow you, and I don't think Gold Coast boys know about the monument.
No.
But I think the monument suits him.
Yeah, it's very good.
Some sort of Statue of Liberty standing in an ocean of.
Do we have someone forwards at the Gold Coast Suns we could just put that through to them and say, hey, mate, just
Dimmer?
Let you know.
I'll just text Dimmer.
Yeah, text Dimmer and say, hey.
Alex Rance?
Yeah, Sammy Collins wants to be called the monument. Could you just pass it on to the rest of the boys?
Team Meaty boys. Team Meaty got a new name. Yeah. You can only refer to me as the monument. Thank you very much. There we go. Now, just while we're finishing off on our Backman, on our Backchat, we've got our list of sponsored players.
Yeah, we love
Sam
them all.
Sam Collins is one of those. Yep. Harris Andrews is one of those. No surprises they feature early.
Yeah.
In the Backchat Backman of the Year, which we are trying to get a market up.
Yeah, there are strict rules around this. We're not just handing votes out to people that we like.
We never have.
We've never done that.
We never have.
No, we've never done that.
We never have.
No.
So, and we never will.
Never will.
That's what you're confirming.
Yes, correct.
So, Backchat Backman of the Year, strict guidelines. Mm-hmm. We have multiple levels. If we see ties in different things,
yep.
We move down a level.
Yeah.
It's like Inception when you're in the elevator. Going down all the way to level 7.
Yep. Is the little spin top still going?
Who knows? Watched Inception on the plane to Bali.
Why?
I love that movie.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
No, it's just like an odd choice.
Nick, can you join us here?
Great movie. I don't know if it's a plane movie, though.
Why?
Small screen. Lot to concentrate on.
Yeah, I kind of needed that, though. Kids are running amok. Just wanted to get in, like, inside Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, Tom Hardy's in it. Yeah. Brilliant cast.
Yeah, it's actually a very good movie. I'm going to watch it again.
I Googled.
The ending?
Yeah, tell me what the fuck's going
and
on.
What do you think?
No, I knew what I thought. Yeah. So the question is, like, is he still dreaming? Or is the whole thing a dream?
Yeah.
Or I think, which I read and I agree with, so it doesn't matter what I think, the actual point is it doesn't matter because he's with his family and he's found his kids. Whether he's dreaming or not really the point because he's happy.
Is Michael Caine in Inception?
And I think we can all... Yeah, he is. Yeah. I think we can all take a leaf out of Inception's book. It doesn't matter if you're happy. If you're happy.
That's beautiful.
Who wrote Inception? James Cameron?
I don't know.
Christopher Nolan. I reckon if he heard that, he would be like, oh, finally, someone's figured it out. Touch me.
Couple of updates on our Backman.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so we've got Jack Buckley. Mm-hmm. Although he had the 3 spoils... He had the best spoil of the weekend, which we're going to do here more often, I think. Find the best spoil we can find. Those. Can we have a look at Jack Buckley's spoil? This was highlighted on the coverage on Fox Footy.
Brilliant. Have to a Pendlebury. Look. Your soft kick. Little kick.
Oh, almost might not look like much from there. Direction. But I think...
To get a fist on that.
Wow, to get a fist.
To get a fist on it, but also then not to fall in the back. The craft that goes into that to find a way to get your hand in.
Oh my good golly gosh.
Scott Pendlebury, very good kicking the football as well. Put that in the perfect spot.
Correct.
Jack Buckley, doesn't matter.
On my
gets
check.
To it anyway.
No in the back.
Yeah.
It is about time that spoils started getting shown on the coverage.
And they use the word fist about 9 times in the space of 7
Does
seconds.
Does that make you proud?
Yeah.
As a Western fister?
As a wombat. Yeah, absolutely.
As a wombat.
Even more so as a Western
You're
fister.
Wearing your t-shirt. Didn't realize that until right now. Now, that's the positive stuff.
Yeah, great.
And I'll say positive. I will say positive. Mm-hmm. Matty Roberts. Know who that is?
Yes.
Do you?
No. Sydney. It's Sydney.
He is Sydney. Well done. He won the Rising Star this week, right? So really good.
Matty Roberts.
And look, as positive we've been, the reason I bring that up... He played back flank all day.
Great.
Just chopping up.
About time.
So they gave a Backman Rising Star. They're highlighting spoils. It's about Backman.
Wait, did we talk about this last week? And I don't think we did. The move that the AFL are making to award Backman.
No, see, I don't know.
Look, are we allowed to talk about that?
It's pretty bloody exclusive. I feel like, is anyone who's watching along on YouTube, would you like an exclusive? And this is a proper exclusive. This isn't a bullshit one like Hamish Brayshaw's broken a record.
Speaking of YouTube, Huntsy says, I can't wait to see the dourness of Sam Frost against the Dons.
Frosty. Frosty's elite.
Dour. Yeah, exclusive.
Look, I don't know who we heard this from, but we definitely heard it.
Well, I remember who we heard it from.
So do I. I'm just...
Oh, right. We don't want to throw him under the bus? Sure. I get it.
Did you forget now?
Mate, if you put me up on the jury or like on the stand in a court case, I'd be throwing people under the bus.
You can't remember now. No, you can't remember or you can remember?
No, I can remember. Almost threw him under the bus.
Did you maybe forget?
What?
Do you maybe forget now?
No, I can't remember.
Thank you very much. We did hear this, though, from a very reliable source.
Very reliable.
You'd be a shocking journalist.
Yeah.
Like, Dan, who told you that? It was Tom Morris. Told me. Tell me everything. He's my source. Don't shoot me. Don't take me to jail. So we heard they do the coaches award, right, in the AFL. Right? And if you can't put two and two together, who we heard this from, you're not all there. So coaches award, right? Yeah. Coaches MVP or whatever. The coaches give 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 from each coach, right? That goes in and you can get maximum of 10 votes for the round, blah, blah, blah. Coaches this year,
this is what we're hearing, mm-hmm. are going to be awarding an offensive and a defensive player of the year.
Perfect.
I like it.
About bloody time.
Don't they do that in the NBA? Isn't there like a...
Yeah, there's like...
There's rookie of the year. There's a first five, there's second five.
There's the defensive five as well.
Defensive five?
Yeah.
Is there a defensive MVP?
Then there's defensive player of the year. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
DPOY?
There's like D-boy? First team all defense, second team all defense. I think there might be a third team all defense.
You're kidding.
And then there's defensive.
Does anyone not make a team?
Well, Luke is making all of them.
So that's exclusive. That's no huge. One knows that.
No, no.
We
one.
Do. And now you do.
The chat's gone Burko about it as well.
Is it?
No, not a single comment.
Okay, great. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Negative news.
Noah Bolter.
Yeah.
We've got to address this. Our Richmond player, which we did speak about because he'd been named in the forward line.
Yeah.
And we did speak about the fact that if we do see him in the forward line, we're going to be a bit upset with it. I can't remember who we said our alternate was.
Ooh, that might be one for Nick. I can't remember who the alternate.
We're going to need to come up with
this. We weren't sure if maybe that was just like a bit of, you know, a bit of a chess move.
Horsing around.
Like, oh, let's put him in the team lineup as a, you know, forward flank. But then runs back.
He's full back.
Yeah.
I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Noah Bolter's kicked a goal on the weekend. I think we've got to rip his contract up.
Yeah.
The sponsorship. We put him at warning.
We did.
And we said, if you line up as a forward, it's done. He's gone and kicked a goal. He was gallivanting around.
Was he gallivanting?
Gallivanter.
Sometimes they run, you know, back runs forward and they find themselves in no man's land, but so he was gallivanting.
No, as pleasurable as our partnership, our sponsorship it's has been with you. It's been great. If we can just remember the good times.
Yep. Great.
If anyone else would like to put something up, suggest a new Richmond player to sponsor, I am all ears. Nathan Broad jumps off the page from me. We've had him on the podcast.
Yep.
Very good man.
Yeah.
Dower type family. Operator, Swan Districts player. You know, has ticking a lot of boxes for mine. Dylan Grimes. Turn into a real grub sometimes, yeah. Grimesy. He gives away 50s quite a bit. Does the little dirty things. So there's a couple.
Okay.
If anyone else would like to contribute, that'd be just fine by me. But there we go. There's our backman floating around. If we can stay in backman land, I'd like to do that. A good friend of the family, a good backman joins us right now. Jordan Clark from the Freo Dockers. Let's have a listen. We spoke to him before. I mean, sometimes we get forwards and mids on this show, and we're happy to have them, yeah. But very, very happy to have this man. Jordan Clark from the Freo Football Club, a backman, joins us. Geordie, how are you, mate?
Going well, guys. Thanks for having me. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Anytime. We always make time for the backman.
Privilege, absolutely.
What a nice young man.
Let's start there. Backchat backman of the year. We're running that pretty heavy this year. Mm. Last year went to Jack Buckley. He edged out Harris Andrews and Sam Collins. Fremantle had a few players, but what about this year? Can you put some names in lights? Would you like to put yourself up in that sort of realm? Who's going to be contesting this year, do you think?
No, I do like seeing the traditional fullbacks be up there amongst that award. So I will go out of the square a little bit and say Oscar McDonald, if he gets a fair bit of a run this year, I'll watch him feature quite nice out there, I reckon.
I've liked what I've seen from him. Mm-hmm. Although we love Joel Hamling and he's out the door to Sydney, Oscar's come in down and he's just fitting in beautifully down in the Freo back line. How is the let's talk about the backs. How are the backs feeling before round one, mate? You must be ready to play some footy.
Yeah, it's a weird bunch of group, as you know. You've got a mixture of all sorts back there. So we're all in fine form at the moment. Yeah, you know, just coming together, just wanting to play together. That's what we value, is just a back seven united group who just love punching the ball away from blokes. So we can't wait to get back out there and just get stuck into it, if I'm honest.
Very good.
Now, Jordan, we've heard about other back lines from other teams in the past, you know, giving themselves a bit of a nickname or a bit of a mantra. Do you guys have something back there at Freo?
Everyone always throws around the misfits, but I've been at Geelong, I've been at Freo, and everyone calls the back lines the misfits. So personally, as a playing group, we don't really tend to run with that, but we actually cop it a fair bit of the club. I guess and see blokes like to get into us and tell us there's not much brains back there, but I don't know. We don't have a little group name at the moment, but I'm sure we can work on that and I can get back to you.
Sure. Well, let me just give you something to throw back at the... He's saying the SNC lads like to talk... I mean, seriously, sports and strength and conditioning. Congratulations. Well done, fellas. Get on the treadmill, run some laps. Forwards sell memberships, mid-sign sponsorships, but backs win premierships. That's all you have to say back to them.
Oh, I think it's a given. We don't even have to say that. I think he knows. So we don't have to bite back on his rubbish.
That's very good. What about the team, mate? How are you all feeling before round one? It must be somewhat exciting, but you're also probably a bit over the preseason.
Yeah, there's elements of, you go through the grind of preseason, you play scratchies, and then you're really excited because you're back into games, and then you play against each other for about a month, and then you start getting sick of that because it's not the opposition, and then you play a few games and they're not really for premiership points, and it just feels like the lead up can be very long at times, and you just want to get cracking against opposition rather than belting each other up and then, having to travel and play those sorts of games. But obviously preseason's been largely very good. A bit of a disappointing effort against Port a few weeks ago, but they're a very good side, so we learn a lot out of that, and we looked at it as a very good learning opportunity. So good to have a freshen up against a really good team and a good quality outfit like them.
You played a little bit of up the ground, a bit on the wing last year. It looks like from what I've seen this year, you're sort of locked down in that back seven. I know you spent a lot of time there last year. Is that where you like to? Do you think that's where you play your best footy? That back flank, the run, the carry, taking the game on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're as a seven come game day, we're a back seven. We're not 7-1. We've 1v1. So, our roles can change from week to week. Some weeks I might be that guy higher up the ground who's, taking the game on, or some weeks I might be better suited to playing a bit more of a defensive role on a faster, smaller type of player. So each week can change, and it doesn't always change as much as I'm saying it can. But, with personnel out and things like that, your role can change a bit as you'd be aware. Scully playing in the back line, you never really know until game day, and you just get it done.
Just a pretty disappointing before the season even starts to lose Swaggy, Sean Darcy. What's that change for you? Anything or any sort of any difference for you in the back line there? Obviously a big loss there, your ruckman there.
Yeah, I tried to throw my name up to JL to go off and have a run on ball. He politely knocked that back. But losing Swaggy, yeah, obviously we know the class and the quality player he is. And he's massive for our midfield. Often we get first hands on the ball because of how good he is in there. And I guess we didn't have him towards the back end of last year either, and we were able to play some good footy. So it still gives the boys confidence that we can play good footy without having one of our best players out there on the ground. So. But I know he's doing everything he can to be back in the frame very soon.
So Swaggy, also Luke Jackson, but some of your midfielders, I do see them come back and help. So as backman, Dan, they're your favourites.
Yep.
Not those mids running around trying to kick goals. It's the ones that come back, get in the hole, listen, get a little bit of feedback. Who's the best at that in the midfield group? Who do you love seeing when they come back to help out a little bit?
Well, Youngie, yeah, definitely, yeah, Youngie, but call. I don't think he can count because he's played his 4 years of AFL football in the back line. So it's ingrained in him. It's a mentality that he's got. And, we've been big on Andy Brayshaw, but he's also very good at getting back there for kick-ins too. He likes to get that first one off the kicker. So we're trying to just weed him out a bit and say, mate, just hang around the top of the 50 we are and get out of our way. But, in all honesty, The more mids wingers you can get down there helping out, the better. So if they watch this, I hope to see all of them back there in round one.
It's just so Jordan Clark. Live cut there because let's be honest, we did this. It was a pre-record.
Yeah,
and we're going to go back to Jordan in just a second.
Just a minute.
We've got to take something out.
Yeah,
fair bit going on YouTube.
Fair bit going on YouTube. Shakeoff. It's just the ones we can rely on getting around the chat. We bloody love it. A few people have been mentioning the ads on YouTube now. Mm. I've just turned them off.
Just now.
I thought we'd done it beforehand.
I did ask you before.
Yeah, I thought that was organised, but they weren't. So people saying ads are going on. We've turned them off. So don't worry, that's sorted.
The ads aren't going on, and the ads are going on. I agree. Can't have that.
Yeah, so annoying.
Ads
so
off.
Annoying. Absolutely.
Turn the ads off.
We've turned them off. Huntsy says Gibkiss 6 spoils on the weekend too, mind you. Gibkiss.
Really?
Loves a bit of Gibkiss.
Do you know where Gibkiss plays?
No, Richmond. I guess it's one of the. Yeah, there we go.
Up and coming Richmond. I'll tell you why I had a lot of spoils. They got spanked in the middle of the ground, and Gold Coast, Matty Rowell had 20 clearances.
Yeah.
Dominated.
Was that that was a record?
Most since Paul Salmon.
That's great.
Yeah, Tassie Salmons. We should have got him as the ambassador.
Taryn says Nick always looks so angelic. And it's true. When we do go his camera, Very nice.
Are you alive? Are you with it? Yeah, you're not in heaven.
I'm listening to
them. No.
No, it was more just the way that you look. It's just a nice aura and glow around.
Angelic, is in an angel, as in, are you alive or are you dead? Sorry, are you coming from heaven?
Trajan Politis.
Sorry, I'm dead. You're right.
Trajan Politis. I don't know if these names are correct or not. It says back six get chicks.
That's correct.
Very correct.
Yeah, very correct. Just ask my wife.
Yep. All right, I'll ask her.
I got a chick. Got a wife.
Yeah.
Married.
Got chicky babe. should we hear some more of Jordan Clark?
Yeah, enough of us. Let's do it. Let's go back to Clarkie.
Right, so okay, no good at golf, that's okay. Can hit him at cricket, but JL stopped you. That's good too. Yeah. Dan's done a bit of research. You're coming on. Just had a bit of a look around just the World Wide Web. Dan, what have you found?
Well, I am on this platform called Cameo, and I charge people next to nothing for a video.
Next to nothing.
Some people.
You're $30.
No, I bumped my price from $5 to $10, but anyway, I thought that was overs. You're on Swish, right? And I just searched your name up. $75. For a video,
what do you provide?
Seems
good
steep.
Story behind this.
All right, go on.
The bloke messaged me numerous times trying to get me involved, you know, and I will say $75 is an absolute ripoff because I've achieved absolutely nothing in my life so far.
No.
And Swish, he kept buttering up, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to make the profile and I'm going to set the price ridiculous amount so no one will actually request me, and therefore I'm on the platform but no one's going to, you know, ask for a video. Turns out I've got people coming left, right and centre wanting birthday messages and that, so I actually feel really bad.
That's right, man. You got to get that money. That's good. Good on you.
I'm happy to cop it because that is a ridiculous price for what I can dish up.
Oh, that's brilliant stuff. Mate, what do you foresee in the matchup coming up this week, mate? Round one, big game. You've got a home game as well. It must be good to be playing at Optus.
Yeah, I love Planet Optus. It's the best stadium in the world. It's so loud. The atmosphere is great, and it's a great oval for blokes who like to run. So, the matchup, let's get back to that. I'm thinking it's going to be very competitive. Obviously, Brisbane, a very good team. They took Carlton all the way to the end last week and then played in the grand final last year. So very, very good outfit. It'll be a good test for us early up this year, but I'm hoping that given our pre-season, we dished up something a fair bit better than what we did against Port Adelaide, and I'm quite confident that we can do that.
I'd love to see Brennan Cox get out there. We've seen he's half a chance. Have you been into him? He said, no worries, Coxie, Oscar's got this covered, no worries. You don't have to give us an update on Brennan, but it'll be good to get him back in the side when you can. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a very good player, and he's probably very underrated. I come to the club and I went, who is this bloke? I'm not this bloke. I don't think he's probably said when I walked through the door, to be honest. So, and ever since I walked into these four walls at Freo, he's probably been our most valuable player in the back line. I mean, he never gets beaten. His composure when the ball hits the ground, and then his intercept marking ability is next to none. So, others in the comp, that he's a gun. And he just, he seems to just rise above everything, each challenge each week. And for someone, if you get to know him, he's a very laid-back character, and that's how he plays his footy, and he's an absolute gun. So one of our most valuable, for sure.
Looking forward to seeing you boys go about it against Brisbane this weekend. Good luck, Matt.
Good luck.
We're very, very big fans of yours here at Backchat. Jordan Clark, thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
No worries. Thanks, lads.
There we go. Jordan Clark. Really bloody good.
Good guy. I want him back every week.
Sammy Collins, Jordan Clark.
Yeah. We got more questions for Sammy Collins, but of course technology does its thing.
We'll get him back. Wanted to get into the nuts and bolts of being a backman, and he knows all about that, and we just couldn't quite get it over.
He said he'll go into the club next time. Internet maybe a bit stronger, closer to the city.
When he's not in his castle in the hills somewhere. it's time for this. I think we do it on Fridays, though.
Okay.
I think we missed it on Friday. Fines on Friday.
Yeah,
Friday fines.
Yeah, great.
But we're going to do it on Monday today. We missed one from last week. Let's have a listen.
This is a $5 fine to Cal Levitt. I saw your name in the tipping competition, and it reminded me that time you stole my deodorant. So our mums are friends, and he was over at my house one time about 6 years ago, and he wanted one of my Adidas deodorants. And he said, can you have it? And I said, no. And he gets home and he lives in Mandurah and I live north of Perth, and he sends it. And I said, give it back next time you come over. And he says, why? And I say, because it's mine. And then he just said, ha ha. and I've never spoken. I've never seen him again. So, Callum, not impressed. Callum. $5 fine to you, mate.
Fair enough.
Oh, I bloody think it's fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Callum, put an M on the end of your name. It's Callum.
You reckon Callum or Callum?
I think it's meant to be Callum, but they've called him Callum.
What about Callum Ward?
Nah,
it's an M. Strong Callum. Callum Ward.
Nah, I don't like it.
Callum England, played for West Coast, one game.
Okay.
You like him or not?
Nah.
Okay.
Not a big fan.
Okay. There you go. That is fines done and dusted. If you want to send your fines in, jump on to backchatpodcast.com.au/fines and you can enter them as you will. I'd like to hear some more of those. He did mention tipping. Saw his name in the tipping.
Yeah.
If you haven't entered the Backchat tipping competition, it is not too late.
No, not at all.
You can sign up still. There's only four games gone.
Yeah.
So let's just say you got zero round one.
Yep. That's
which you,
fine.
Which you if you didn't enter, you're on zero.
Yep.
I got two.
Did you?
I got two.
I think I got three.
So the I'm picking the favourites only with with a...
One rough pick.
So a roughie, I went Melbourne to beat Sydney. Lost.
Rough.
Carlton beat Brisbane, who are underdogs. And then I got the other two in Gold Coast and GWS.
Yep. And I went only home teams and got three.
Right. So
and that's what I'm doing all season.
You're two behind me. You're three behind Dan. Did we find out what Hamish got? That's fine. He's picking.
We'll put it this way. The person who was second in the final round was down by three.
That is right.
And they came back and they won in the final round. So that was to win the whole thing. So you've still plenty of time to get in and you weekly can win prizes. The weekly prize.
$250 to the Alford here in Mount Lawley.
As long as you stop past on the way and pick us up.
If you take us to, okay, I'll put it this way. Mm. You win the weekly prize.
Yep.
You bring your $250 voucher.
Yep.
$250 voucher.
Yeah.
Not $2.50. No. $250 voucher. You pick us up on the way through.
Hmm.
I was going to say I'll double it, but I'll put the
double
back,
it.
I'll put the back chat card down for a few more beers.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I won't put a limit on it. Mm-hmm. I won't put a minimum on it.
Yeah,
I won't put a maximum on it.
No.
Probably could should. Be more. Probably should. Probably should. Don't bring a busload of people.
No.
Come past us, take us to the Alford, get us down there for a few beers. We will get the winner out of the tipping on socials after the show. $250 voucher because they've won already gone. But if you want to join the cage, join us on Patreon. Join us as a patron. Sign up to the tipping. Dan on three, Will on two. Let's say Hamish is on one. You're only one behind Hammer. So it's all good.
Shaycloth on YouTube chat. And again, please keep sending in your chat. We'll get to them. Says prize for the best fine of the year. Doesn't need to be big. Just a shirt or something. That would be cool.
Okay, done. Shirt. Best fine of the year gets a shirt.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely done. Speaking yeah, ask, of shirts, you ask, you get.
Yes, you also get. Speaking of shirts, we've got a great core range of merch. Backchatstudios.com.au.
I'm wearing two.
You're wearing
hat.
Great.
T-shirt.
So, you know what? If you went regularly to buy those two things.
Look.
There you go.
Backswim Premierships.
Backswim Premierships and that hat. On a regular day, you could go to our shop, backchatstudios.com.au, and buy both of those items, and it would cost you whatever it costs.
Shitloads.
Yeah. No. Way too much. It's price gouging. No, it's just, it's market rate.
That's not the dust one. I was just joking.
Okay. Well, do you know what? For the next, till round one's finished, we're going to do a little special.
Yeah, what is
right?
it?
Tell Buy us what one, it is. Get the other.
Free?
No.
Why not?
Well,
you're a tight ass. That's why. You're a tight ass.
Yeah, I am. Buy one, get the next one half price. Well,
that's pretty good.
That's a shirt and a hat, $60.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Laughing.
Wonder if you can buy a hat.
Ooh, and
get
then
50% off
item.
Like a jumper.
Jeez.
I don't know if I fixed that, so go for your life.
go
buy the cheapest thing, pay full tote odds.
Yep.
Go get a jump of half price.
Yeah, great.
Hey, I won't stop you. Damn, Mike, he's a tight ass. No, you're not a tight ass.
I'll see who does that, and I'll send them, you know,
correct.
A little note.
Got a big interview coming up this week on the podcast, Dan. Not very often we get to chat to a head coach in the AFL, a current head coach. Only done one of those, Sam Mitchell. Multiple requests to others, but I haven't got any others on yet. We don't have multiple requests. I've put one into one in particular, multiple times. Do you know who?
I could only assume.
Well, we don't have him on. We have Justin Longmuir, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, a team on the rise for finals. And this is a little bit of what he had to say.
Tony Modra arrives at the club at the same time.
I think everyone knows what the good teams are going to do. You've got to be able to stop them.
When you start applying for coaching jobs, do you put Nat Fyfe on your resume? It's like...
A number of years later, Nick Nat copied me.
The pressures as a player versus the pressure as coach.
I look back at my footy career with some regret.
That's certainly a unique position to be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
I was in the interview, so I don't get to, like, you know,
the biggest thing I picked up was, how does that spoon keep making its way back into the set? It's not there, but the spoon was behind your head. It was like your halo over your head. The wooden spoon. Western Fist is one of the Western Fisters competition.
We're not winning that next time.
No, we're not. It's been a great show. Thanks for joining us. If you've joined us live on YouTube, if you're listening to this as a podcast, do your thing on YouTube as well. We're on Friday as well. It'll be a bit of a crossover with the footy again, but just remember, daylight saving ends shortly, and we'll be
2-3 weeks.
Fridays will be a lead into the AFL game, yeah. So it'll be a 4:30 to 5:30. Footy will kick off at 5:30. So you can have a beer with us before the footy. Yep. Join the coverage wherever you might enjoy that. So make sure you join us on Friday on YouTube. We've got a big guest coming on the show Friday. I would say. This man is in the top 5 guest podcasts for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Clue, and it's an easy one.
Yep. Say it.
West Coast v Port Adelaide on the weekend.
Ah.
That's the clue.
Very good.
And we've had him on as a guest here at Backchat. Make sure you join us there. Sign up as a patron to join us on tipping this year.
Mm.
Back pocket, half back, full back. It's $5 a month. You want to be in the running. You want to be in the running for $250 a week or $2,001 for the yearly prize. $5 a month. It's pretty easy. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.au. Any feedback, any thoughts, any feelings, you want us to talk about stuff, send us an email. We will read it.
Yep.
We're just talking shit. We'll read it. We'll highly read it.
Or you can send us a YouTube comment like Scotty McDonald's done. It says, Dan, any chance you could do contact lenses or sport goggles for a change-up?
You're not happy with the glasses?
Have you
done either of those?
I've never worn contact lenses, and I fear putting things in my eyes.
Have you seen Rory Sloane's get up at the moment? He's come back off second lot of eye surgery.
Is he going the goggles?
You've seen Mason's?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We can't pull this together quickly, can we, to get a picture of Rory Sloane in goggles? So Mason, tidy.
Yep.
Rory Sloane, as I might just pull this up, right?
Yeah.
Rory Sloane goggles, they are next level and very good. Oh, boy. All right, I've got them. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a Batman mask.
Yeah, let me just pull this up full screen. They look really good. This is not good.
They look like the glasses that you get when you go to, like, get a Christmas present and it's onion cutting glasses, like one of those.
They look like ski goggles.
Yeah. There's a fair bit of foam between the face and the glasses.
I like them. Have a look at that. There we go. Oh, boy. See, you beat me to it, eh? Who's shaking their heads? It's exceptional stuff.
That's very good.
Do you like them? Could you wear that? Could you wear those on a show of Backchat?
I could. I feel that'd fog
up. I know
up.
You could, but would.
No, there's no chance I'm wearing them. I don't even like my glasses.
Big thanks to Paywise powering the podcast this year. Make sure you get in contact with the boys at Paywise. Frank, Garrick, Pickers. More to come in that realm. Tab Touch sponsoring the podcast this year. Thank you, Shelter, Mumba Digital. They do all of the stuff. So if you're going on to buy merch on a 50% off the second item sale, thanks to Mumba Digital, you want to build a website, you want to sell some shit e-commerce, you go and speak to them.
I do.
That is correct. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors. That us, Done and Dusted, Backchat, across Twitter, across Instagram.
Everywhere.
Across TikTok. We're on Reddit.
We are still
on
Reddit.
Can you be on Reddit?
Yeah, you can be on Reddit, yeah.
What about the other one?
Discord. You can be on Discord too. There's not much that goes on there. That I've tried to revamp it, but to be honest, I just don't have the time.
Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.